Talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS. It is Saturday afternoon. It is my favorite half hour of the week. The half hour I get to explore the essentials of estate planning with my dear close personal friend, Michelle Conte, Conte Law, the Conte Law Firm, the ContelawPGH.com website. That's where you're going to find more information about Michelle and her team. By the way, Daryl Grandy on the air on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJAS. Your legal concierge, that is who I'm talking to right now, a good dear close personal friend of mine. I'm on the website right now. I see Michelle and her staff staring right back at me and smiling all the while. Michelle Conte, how the heck are we?
Doing pretty well. How are you this week?
Doing all right. Been a heck of a week, been a fun week, and great to be able to speak with you on the end of said week to discuss some pretty important stuff happening. By the way, 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239. Two fantastic locations in the area, the OG location, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. I've been there before. I'll be there again probably as early as next week. We'll try to get that back up and running again. Love being able to set foot inside the Unlaw Firm law firm that is 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. That's the original location of Conte Law. And the new location, 3157 Mount Morris Road in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. That's Suite 104 Waynesburg. So two great locations. And tis the season, is it not, Michelle Conte, as I do my stuff out and about, then come home every day. I look at the mailbox. I see more tax stuff. 1099's coming in. W-2's coming in. All that fun stuff. It really is the tax season, and you're, of course, a tax attorney as well. And we're talking about a very important tax-related issue that kind of speaks to estate planning, probably the most important thing, and one that you told me before I started rolling here. People have a lot of questions about.
It is tax time.
Yes, it is.
I always like to preface when people say, you're a tax attorney. I do not complete tax returns with the exception of Pennsylvania inheritance tax returns.
Yeah, so that's what, a tax attorney and accountant are two different things. But just to make sure, I'm sure you probably do. I mean, in the litany of questions you do receive about what you do and who you are and where you work and what you do, from the people at large, not just friends and family, but from the people at large, I'm sure that conflation is not exactly zero. People probably do mistake you as a tax attorney for someone who can, in fact, do their personal 1040s.
They do, especially, you know, this time of the year. Yeah. Throughout the year, we're always asked for referrals or recommendations. But this time, I get people who bring their tax information in and expect that we'll also file taxes for them, which, again, we do not.
Do you have any accountant partners you want to give a shout-out to that might help you out? I'm sure that's part of your network of people. We've talked about working with financial professionals as well. Any accountants you refer people to?
There's a lot. My favorite is my personal accountant.
There you go.
However, she has stopped taking new clients years ago.
Okay.
So Kathy knows who she is. She's incredible. Keeps me going. Keeps me legal.
Shout out to Kathy for keeping Michelle et al. The Conte household compliant in regard. So, inheritance tax. And it's something that is obviously an elephant in the room, as it were, when it comes to the estate planning process and the process of transition, and probably something that is quite the cross to bear for part of that family, the family transition. Again, we talk every week about estate planning and some of the principles therein and the process of estate planning and what happens when you first engage with a Conte law firm, and as the steps execute themselves and as the as the transition takes place upon the passing of the person involved. Inheritance tax comes into play, and it can be quite the burdensome obstacle if you don't have all your ducks in a row, as it were.
Very true. And, you know, I knew we were going to be talking about this subject this week. So just this week alone, I have marked on a piece of paper right in front of me on 9 different occasions. So in a 5-day period, actually 4 days, because we were off Monday.
Oh, yeah, right. Hold on. Right.
I forgot about the holiday. But within this past week, I've had 9 different scenarios come in front of me, all with different information.
Really?
So I hate the term disinformation, but all of them come in, and 90% of it is wrong.
So we've talked about.
Love the ones. Yeah. I had a call. My most recent, I had a lady who inherited funds from her mother who resided in Michigan. She doesn't reside here. She died in Michigan, lived in Michigan. And the question was about Pennsylvania inheritance tax, because it's a hot topic. It's been on the news.
Right.
I watched it recently on the news where they're talking about proposed legislation. I believe it's House Bill 1394, if I remember correctly.
I believe you.
That Valerie Gatos has presented.
Okay. Sure,
and she's from Allegheny County.
Yeah,
I know Valerie.
Yeah.
She's great.
Local.
And when I first heard her talk about proposing the legislation, this was years ago, a couple years ago, I laughed and I said, I can almost guarantee, if I was a betting woman, this is never going to happen. It will never be eliminated.
No.
Because Pennsylvania makes too much money off of it.
I was going to say.
Billions of dollars. I don't know the number, but a lot of money.
Follow the money, right? Follow the money. And yeah, I mean, when you talk about inheritance tax, that is, I got to think in terms of the revenue that comes to Pennsylvania in that regard. I mean, how else does a state and or commonwealth make their money besides taxes? I got to think that's one of the big ones. I mean, yes, it's not exactly the annual one you get every year in terms of the stream that comes in, but I got to think that that's a big one and too big to just slough off to the side.
Right. And so I wish I had done my research to find out the amount or estimated amount that the Commonwealth receives.
Right.
So I have no idea, but I know it's a lot of money because I know even just my small office, how much money comes through our doors that we don't get.
Right.
And that's always one of the misconceptions is they think, oh, the attorney's taking part of this.
Ah.
No, we're not. We don't get a penny. My job is just to draft and prepare and file the tax return and give you the lowest legal figure that you're responsible to pay, whether it's from the estate or even, and this is another big misunderstanding, is if there's a bank account or even real estate, but let's keep it simple, a bank account where two people are on that account as co-owners, there is still inheritance tax.
Yeah.
And so the tax is based on the date of death value. Now, of course, there's deductions. We can deduct certain things like funeral expenses and any creditors, any bills that the decedent owned or owed to somebody when they passed.
Right.
But there's inheritance tax on everything that person owned, with the exception of life insurance.
I'm looking. I'm looking online right now. By the way, I googled it while you were talking. If the AI overview to the Google question, "How much does Pennsylvania make in inheritance tax?" is to be believed, Pennsylvania collects over $1 billion annually in inheritance tax, with a B. Recent data showing over $1.7 billion in revenue for the 24-25 fiscal year.
So I was close. I said a billion.
Yeah.
So it's more than that.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. That's a lot of money
per
year.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of misconceptions surrounding it. And the first is that if you're a beneficiary or a co-owner, because you're named, you don't have to pay tax.
Right.
And that can be no further from the truth.
Right.
There's always tax. When in doubt, there's tax.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could put an exclamation point on that.
Well, I put it on the radio for you there. Yeah, because it's true. I mean, it really comes down to following the money and you know, especially when it comes to government, right? Government and following the money. You hate to be that cynical Charlie that says, ill about the government in that regard, but it's also a path to revenue. And, that's it seems, counter to think that a state would, no matter how well-intentioned a Valerie Gatos might be, to do away with something like that. Because, again, $1 billion, $1.7 billion, those are a lot of commas for something to be thrown in the remainder bin, as it were.
Absolutely. And I'm all for it. If she can get it passed, hallelujah to her. That would be incredible.
Right.
Because it's going to affect all of us at some point.
Sure.
You know, there's no flat tax. There's no, in the federal system, you have to have so much money for there ever to be federal estate tax, right? And typically, if you're single, it's over $15 million. If you're married and you stack your spouse's unused exemption, it's $30 million.
Sure.
But there's nothing in the state system that has an exemption amount, meaning that if your estate is less than X dollars, then there's no tax. Believe me, if there's $10 in there, there's going to be tax surcharged to to the inherited amount. And that percentage is based on the relationship of the beneficiary who's inheriting. So if you're a spouse, it's zero. And there is a recent, and I use the term recent law change, but it's been years. But if a child who's under the age of 21 dies and parents inherit, then there's no tax on a 21 or younger's estate either.
So if the child dies and the parents, by virtue of the estate plan, inherit the resources from the child, 21 and younger, again, how much can that possibly be?
Then,
21 and younger, that there'd be 0% rate on that one.
Correct. And most often, if it's somebody who's under 21 dies, they don't have any money.
Yeah, I was going to say, realistically, how much are we talking, unless it's a child star, pop star or something?
Well, and we see a lot of wrongful death actions where maybe killed in a car accident, and there's a settlement when you use a personal injury attorney, and there's a settlement. There's different settlements you can receive. Wrongful death survivor's action is another one. The survivor's action is what gets paid into the estate. So they received a settlement and they're under 21, then those parents receive those monies tax-free.
Okay, I see.
But if they're over 21, then there's still inheritance tax.
I see. Okay.
So we have zero, which is always the best rate to go to.
Yes.
And, of course, if you're leaving something to charity, that rate is zero as well.
Okay, sure.
But to make it real easy, kids and grandkids are taxed at 4.5%.
Okay.
Siblings, so if I die and I leave my brother something, he's taxed at 12%.
Okay, sure.
Anybody else, nieces, nephews, neighbors, or where we see it affected a lot is two partners. So they're not married.
Oh.
They've been girlfriend and boyfriend for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years.
Sure.
That tax rate is 15%.
Wow. Okay. So there's kind of, you hate to, again, be that cynical, but there's some incentive in there to get things moving, as it were, from a matrimony standpoint in that regard, perhaps.
There is. And I had a consult this week with a lovely couple. And, of course, I always ask, are you married? Because in today's day and age, I have no idea. Just because you share a child doesn't mean you're married.
Oh, 100%.
And they're a very well-off family.
Right.
And there's, I don't know, $5, $10 million at stake.
Sure.
And they own property together. They have individual property. And we were running through numbers, and I said, I don't care if you ever get married. There's pros and cons to making that argument both sides.
Sure.
However, if you're worried about the bottom line, end of day, you die, here's the tax consequences.
Right.
And they were shocked that the surviving partner would have to pay inheritance tax of 15% on her half of the real estate. That's one example. They owned a house together.
Absolutely.
And so we see that a lot where even if it's not a married couple or a boyfriend, girlfriend, if it's parents and children and there's a joint bank account, kids are oftentimes surprised that they have to pay tax even though their name's on it.
Sure.
And I get this argument all the time. What do you mean to tell me I have to pay this tax? It's my money.
Right.
And that's very true. It is your money. However, Pennsylvania surcharges inheritance tax.
And Pennsylvania is one of the minorities in that regard, right? I mean, not a lot of states have inheritance tax in that regard.
That's right. So we're one of six states who have a true inheritance tax.
Yikes.
Other states may impose estate tax, and there might be a threshold. But Pennsylvania, we're one of six where we, no matter the dollar figure, we assess inheritance tax. And again, it's based on your relationship.
Sure.
Now, to make this even more confusing, we have more rules that let's say you and I have a joint bank account and you die.
Uh-oh.
On its face, just on that fact pattern alone, I'm going to pay tax on 50% of the date of death value.
Okay, sure.
However, if my name was added to that account within 1 year of death, of your death, I pay inheritance tax on 100% of the date of death value.
Oh, my.
So, we'll see it where people try to be funny and beat the system.
Right.
And I'll ask that question, when were you added? to this account or to this parcel property. And, you know, if it's a month, 2 months before death, you're still getting nailed with tax on 100% of the value.
Wow. My God. I guess from that point of view, when we talk about the complexities involved with Pennsylvania's enforcement, establishment of the inheritance tax, it would seem that Varegatos's heart is in a good place to play ball like the other 44 states in the union are with this sort of thing, even though it does kind of shoot the revenue stream of Pennsylvania in the foot in the process.
I think she's, you know, she's experienced it. She's had individuals in her township and her, you know, in Allegheny County, especially who have complained about this.
Sure.
Because most people are unaware that it even exists.
Yes.
Quite frankly, which blows my mind. And I don't know if it's because I deal with it on a daily basis, but people don't realize that this will affect them. And when I say, let's sit down and I'll run numbers, there's a reason behind it. Because not only are you dealing with and faced with inheritance tax, but don't forget there's also income tax on inherited assets.
Right.
So you might be getting doubly taxed. And if your estate is really big, then we have to contend with federal estate tax. So, you know, there's different tax components that come in, and it always is helpful to at least be somewhat knowledgeable.
Sure.
Now, one of the I should have prefaced my whole statement by all of this conversation by saying that inheritance tax follows the dead person.
Sure.
And what I mean by that is if they're a resident of Pennsylvania, then there's tax. So my parents don't live here. They live in Florida.
Yes.
I live here. But when they die, I don't pay tax because they're not Pennsylvania residents.
Okay.
Now, on the flip side, if I lived in Florida and they lived in Pennsylvania and they died, I hear this argument all the time. You know, I'm the beneficiary. I don't live there. Well, guess what? Pennsylvania doesn't care about that either. They're saying it follows where the decedent had his or her residence. And if they're a resident of Pennsylvania, then there is inheritance tax no matter where that beneficiary resides.
As I hear you talk, it seems like a lot of this talk is sprinkled in what we, a common theme of the show, and it's something that you tell your people all the time, that the law is not necessarily based on common sense.
It certainly is not. And to add insult to injury, we have a client, now nobody's deceased in this example, but not only do they not live in Pennsylvania, the mom lives here, but they live in a different country.
Oh, my.
And so now we have intercountry tax to be concerned with, because not only are they being taxed here in the United States, in Pennsylvania, but they're being taxed in their home country as well.
I always thought a topic for the show we should do at some point would be, because I don't think we've talked too much about international estate planning, international concerns with estate planning, as you're talking about right now.
It's a fascinating subject, and in every country is different.
Right.
And there's so many different circumstances, and what I tell my clients that this affects is, A, I'm not barred in that country, and we need to bring in your personal counsel, whether it's an attorney or your accountant in that country, because if the tax obligations are large enough, then it makes sense to bring the team in to plan, because at the end of the day, there's always a way to minimize, maybe not eliminate, but there's always a way to minimize the tax obligations if we have a plan in place.
If there's a plan in place, right. And again, 724-784-0239. This is the phone number for Conti Law, your legal concierge. Two locations in the area, also available on the socials as well. By the way, ContiLawPGH.com. We're talking, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. That's the original location. And 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104, Waynesburg, Pennsylvania. As Michelle has said, there are questions about this. And if you're out there in listener land and you've got questions as well, make that call, 724-784-0239. Call Michelle. Call her team, because there's a lot to unpack when it comes to the tax implications of estate planning, specifically when it comes to inheritance tax. And there's a lot to unpack. And every situation seems like it's different. And as you said, you hate the term disinformation, but there's a lot of just bad information out there. People who aren't listening to the Michelle Conte's of the world and just trying to find their wisdom. They say wisdom is where you find it. So is ignorance and idiocy, I do suppose, in some cases, when it comes to getting people on the bad foot when it comes to the information about inheritance tax.
Well, and not only that, I mean, you can Google and you can find 12 different answers to the same question.
All from different attorneys, I'm sure.
It's sad because, and I'm friends, I'm not insulting anyone. No. I have a lot of dear friends who are in the financial planning world who are, who do a great job and who work with some normal people, but some really high net worth individuals too. So this isn't against my next statement isn't against any of them. Right. However, some are better than others. I just went, and I won't say head to head. We just had a heated debate.
Sure.
Because he was a financial advisor who's been around a long time. I've known him a long time. Mm-hmm. And in this meeting that I had with his clients, they weren't mine. I was there to give my opinion. Before me, he said, oh, by using this trust, and it was just to be specific, it was a revocable living trust, which we've talked about many times, just a probate avoidance tool. He made the blanketed statement that, well, you have a trust. Don't worry. Your kids won't pay any tax when you die. And my head snapped as far and as quickly as it could in response to his statement. And I said, I'm sorry, say that again? Because I was paying attention. I wanted to make sure I heard him correctly.
Right.
And I said, that is not at all, in fact, true.
Right.
What you have in place, or by utilizing this trust, or by adding the trust as a beneficiary, does nothing at all, nothing, mm-hmm. zero, mm-hmm. to reduce, not just reduce, but doesn't eliminate any inheritance or income tax, for that matter. Mm-hmm. Now, there's different trust vehicles, but the one we were talking about was a revocable living trust, very basic trust. And this is coming from a highly regarded professional in the financial world. And I've worked with him. I know he's heard me talk many times. And so I wanted to make sure it wasn't a misstatement on his end. And he said, really? I tell people that all the time. And I said, well, you're wrong.
Wow.
You can't tell people, do this, and then there won't be tax. You do something for a reason. Tax is not one of them. Because, again, at the end of the day, inheritance tax will be assessed. Now, there are estate planning tools we use to minimize inheritance and income and capital gains taxes. But if you're using a baseline revocable living trust, again, a probate avoidance tool, it's all it is, a will substitute, that does nothing to eliminate tax. And I think, you know, you have to be your own advocate.
Right.
And again, I started by saying you could Google it and get 10 different answers. But tax is tax is tax. And
yes.
I don't know who said it. Was it George Washington? It was somebody famous who said, you know, what are the two only eventualities in life? Death and tax.
There you go. The nexus of which is your everyday at Conte Law, your legal concierge, 724-784-0239. Again, two locations locally, North Fayette, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, and the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, as we start to wrap things up here. Also available on the socials, as well as ContiLawPGH.com. And if you are confused about any of this, as we're talking about taxes, as we're talking about estate planning and tax season is upon us, April 15th, not all that far away. If you're confused about any of this or have any sort of issue or situation that you need clarification on, or lest you think you might be doing something wrong right up from the jump, which could snowball into something much, much worse downstream if you take a misstep early on in this process, give Michelle and her team a call, 724-784-0239, 724-784-0239. Reach out to the team and just get the information just to get your mind straight, because you said a phrase earlier. It's a common phrase, but you said it, and I keep thinking, This is a phrase that that is very common where you're at as well in terms of your world. Insult to injury, right? I mean, a lot of the there's an emotional injury. There's the physical loss of a loved one. But to have all this stuff befall you, in addition to all the stuff you're already going through internally on a personal level, that really is insult to injury. And this is a good way to mitigate that, reaching out to yourself and your team.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm the first to say, if I don't know your answer, I'll find one for you.
Yeah. As a concierge
would. Find one out for you. But yeah. That's right. But this is my bailiwick, if I can say that word, where this is what I've done. This is all we've done for, you know, many decades now. God, I hate to say that, too.
Indeed. That just means experience. That's all it means. It means experience. It means this is your team. This is the right way to go for these questions, these and many others. But I'm sure this will not be the last. We'll be talking about inheritance tax as we move on here.
Well,
towards yes.
Hopefully the next time we have the conversation, it will be that Valerie Gatiss was successful and it's gone.
Yes.
But again, we'll play that by ear. We'll see what happens.
We shall see, but look forward to most likely coming out to the 7880 Steubenville Pike location next week when we do the Essentials of Estate Planning here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Michelle, you have a great rest of the weekend. Those of you in listener land, have a great rest of the weekend as well. We'll see you right back here in 7 days. Take care.